Okay, I'll let you kick it off this time.
Hi, this is Wrinkled Sheets, and I'm Janet Blair.
And I'm not, but you didn't sing the song.
I can't sing.
You're supposed to sing the song.
Can you auto-tune? Give me the Taylor Swift treatment.
Huh?
Give me the Taylor Swift treatment.
Oh. Well, here we are.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're here. We are here. How have you been? I just walked in the door from work and nails, and I forget every time how long these days are.
How
and
long?
Then I get to the house about 7:30, and I'm like,
Oh my God. Should we record another day?
No, because this is really...
I'm going to go do the nails, and then I'm going to come home and we'll record.
This is the only day we have this week.
I know, because I have to go to L.A.
And I have two girls and a bottle of wine tomorrow night.
Who's your guest tomorrow night, or two girls and a bottle of wine?
T-squared.
Huh?
T-squared. Do you like... Have you liked the Facebook page?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I'm pretty sure I have.
Sure.
I'm not sure.
If you're listening and you haven't liked the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine Facebook page, that's your cue right now.
You should.
Yeah. I've been trying to add some fun content.
Like?
Like the Grammy stuff last night and some other stuff. We have Sexy Shoe Sunday.
On the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. You're not doing that kind of stuff for our page? What are you doing to keep our page kind of social, topical kind of thing?
Well, I could do that. You were the one handling that. You were posting odd questions and stuff like that no one answered.
I try to do that every now and then. So I do want to say, before we get started here, thank you for listening. Thank you for coming back.
Yes.
Thank you for subscribing, because a lot of you, this just shows up on your player because you have subscribed. So thank you. If you're listening through iTunes or Spreaker or TuneIn Radio.
Or Podbean.
Podbean, iHeart.
iHeart.
So all this kind of stuff. So thank you.
Are we on iHeart?
I'm pretty sure we are now on iHeart. I know mine is.
That
I know
was
yours.
Kind of a big deal. Like, you didn't tell me we got on iHeart.
I think I've talked to you about this
several
podcasts.
No, Remasculate got on iHeart.
Yeah. And yours is on iHeart.
Yeah, I don't think ours is yet.
Are you sure?
I don't think we've submitted it for a very long time because we kind of gave up.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe it's
we
not on
We got to get back
iHeart.
On that.
We'll try to get back on that.
Yikes. And, you know, I've been meaning to... Like, mention this. Every time I work at the Grizzly Rose, there is a gentleman, and because it's been so long, I can't remember his name right this moment, but he knows who he is, and he always comes up to me and says, Wrinkled Sheets.
Just points at you and says, Wrinkled Sheets.
Yes.
Maybe that's a come on.
The first time he said, he was like, hey, I listen to you and Steve on Wrinkled Sheets, and then every time I see him, like, I swear, every time I look at him, like, you look familiar, and he goes, Wrinkled Sheets, because I think he can read my face.
I'm like, oh, why do I know you?
Right,
well, it's
I'm
like
horrible.
The other night when they go, and on Letterman, special guest, Andy Kindler. And I go, oh, look, Andy's on. Who?
Who?
Who? You know the comic that you've met a couple times?
I got to tell you, I look at names all day. I talk to people all day.
Mm-hmm.
I see faces all day. Nothing registers anymore. I remember when I first started working in recruiting, like, names would, like, stick in my head.
Right.
But now it's like, boop, one's out, another one's in.
What do you think causes that? Just too much stress?
Yeah.
Too much multitasking?
No, I just think it's too many names. Too many names, too many faces. You're not great at faces.
No, I'm really good at faces. I'm horrible at names.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I can recognize somebody, like, and I can almost remember exactly where I saw them and where I met them.
Because
a lot of times, because they'll go, do you remember me? And I'll go,
yes.
Yeah, at the fishing pier in Galveston. That's right. You know, it's that kind of, I can't say their name because I don't remember, but I remember almost exactly where I saw them.
Anyone that's listening should stop that game. Do you remember me?
Yeah, they should.
Because
that's just
putting someone on the spot. It says, hey, are you an asshole?
Yeah.
Kind of?
I don't remember you at all.
No. And this guy, the Wrinkled Sheets guy, like, I remember him. I remember his face. It kind of is fuzzy in my head right now, but if he were to walk into this room, I'd be like, hey, that's the guy. Does that make any sense whatsoever?
Some. It made some sense.
I'm working on a Monday brain right now.
A late Monday brain. I went and had my nails done Monday brain.
Oh my gosh. If you're in the Parker area, you have to go to Luxor Nails. These girls are amazing. So I have my girl that I go to regularly.
Uh-huh.
Her name's B.
Right.
And so...
Is she hot? I'm just trying to find something for the guys that are listening. I'm trying to...
Wow.
I'm working in the...
We go back and forth. That's what Wrinkled Cheese is
I
all
know.
About.
I know. I'm
not going to pimp my nail girl out. So I walk in today and she's like, oh, Janet, I got a surprise for you. And I trust her that much. And she did pink with glitter and a little bitty heart for a subtle Valentine's Day celebration.
So that's what took all that time.
Well, they were backed up a little bit.
Oh.
They actually threw me in the massage chair. Hey, Janet, go sit in the massage chair.
Go enjoy that for a while. We'll be back in a minute.
Yeah. I went to the rental car place today.
Right. And you
want to... I want to say Enterprise Rental Car rocks.
Mm-hmm. And why are you? Why do you have a rental car?
Well, if you watch our vlog, you should know by now. But about September, October, there was a humongous hailstorm in South Denver. It was the scariest thing ever. And my car was at work, and I was inside the building, thankfully.
Mm-hmm. And your car got beat to shit. And...
Beat to crap.
Yeah.
I've never heard hail like this.
And
then when I go out, there were, like, dents. So I go to get the adjustment, and they're like, okay, here's the thing. So I call the body shop. This is September, October. They're like, we can get you in February. I was like, what?
Because they were that backed up with all the kind of destruction from the hailstorm.
And my side mirror was smashed. I've been driving with a smashed nightmare.
Speaking of smashed, how are you? What, you got Malibu running through those veins now?
And so last Monday, I was finally able to take it in,
mm-hmm.
and I got a rental car, and I fell for it. I fell for the $12.99 a month, or $12.99 a day extra insurance, because
right.
if something happens to this car and
you
don't
won't
have
be responsible
this insurance,
at all. You just drop it off and everything
right.
will be fine.
But then I got a call from the body shop today, and they're like, it's going to be several weeks before your car is finished, because they're just now starting
at $12 a day.
And I was like, I did the math. My deductible and the $12 a day would be equal.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped by the rental car place, and he was really cool. Like, I thought they were going to be like, but what? But no. He just came out, he checked the car, make sure I didn't wreck it over the weekend, and
uh-huh.
he's like, all right, we're good to go.
What does that mean, though?
I don't get the $12.99.
You dropped it, or fixed it, or changed it, or?
I took the $12.99 a day off.
Yeah, so do you not have insurance at all in the car now?
I called Geico to make
That's
sure.
That's how I'm trying to keep the story going, see?
I love when you talk to me like that. I called Geico ahead of time just to make sure that my insurance transferred, and they said, yes, if I were to wreck the rental car, I would have the $500 deductible. But chances are, goodness gracious, knock on wood, I'm not going to wreck the rental car. So I took the $12.99 a month or a day off, and I'm good. But typically, situations like that kind of stress me out because they pressure you. Like,
yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, your driver, did you ask them if your insurance does cover you? That's what it is. It's
yes.
your insurance on
it transfers
any
over.
Car?
No, it transfers over to my rental car.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's any car you drive then.
No, insurance does not follow the driver.
Sometimes they do. Depends on your policy.
If it's a rental, it does. But, for instance, in college, I had a minor fender bender in my boyfriend at the time's car.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And I tried, because his dad was a hothead and was going to be all mad because he was still under his dad's insurance. And I tried. I called Geico and I was like, can this be under my insurance? And nope, it goes with the car in that situation. So rental, yes, because that's...
Well, that was his, but that was his...
Car.
Car. That was his insurance. He only insured the car. So you could insure yourself as the insured driver. There's different policies for different things. That
right.
was his insurance.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. And I just added you to my insurance, so my insurance will cover you if you were to wreck my
yeah,
car.
That's why there's all different kinds. And that's why I get confused at the real rental places when they're mm-hmm. like... Well, are you sure your insurance?
As long
well,
as
no,
you have
I'm
comprehensive,
sure.
you're fine. As long as you have comprehensive, you're fine.
But I'm a big fan of being able to just, here's the key. Sorry about the front end, you know.
Right. But
like one time I had a rock fly, not a rock, but a piece of pipe fly out of a scrap metal truck,
mm-hmm.
smashed the windshield. And I just drove in at the San Francisco airport and went, this happened. And they went, okay, no problem. Do you have the insurance? Yep. Okay. Let's hear the keys. We'll take care of it. It really was that
right.
simple.
And if I had was only taking it for a couple weeks, that makes sense. I would have kept the $12.99 a day. But several weeks is
mm-hmm.
going to be $500 at least.
Right.
But my concern is the max is 30 or like there's a max. If once I hit the rental and it goes to like $1,050, they won't cover the rental car anymore. So then I'll have to borrow your truck to go to work.
You won't even drive my truck.
I will if it comes down to walking or driving the truck.
You don't even like to ride in my truck most of the time.
We don't drive your truck because of the gas guzzler.
I know, it's so expensive. Diesel, what the hell?
But it's come down a little bit.
Yeah, not enough.
It's not the $1.70
It was described to me today. I was talking to Drew at the bank.
Hi, Drew.
Because I'm refinancing the house. Mm-hmm. And we were talking because he drives a big truck and everything. Mm-hmm. He described it as it's the rocket and feather theory. The prices go up like a rocket, but float down like a feather. And I go, damn, that's a good metaphor.
He's a smart man.
Mm-hmm. The rocket and feather.
Hmm. Crazy. So what? We watched the Grammys last night. Segway. Mm-hmm. And they've been all the talk today. I may have watched the Miranda Lambert performance 5 times at work.
Over and over and over.
Right. Okay, we watched the Kanye thing happen.
Uh-huh.
And it looked like he was joking. All he had to do was keep his mouth shut. And it would have been, ha ha, he has a sense of humor. But no, he's a dumbass again.
Right, because he was up there going, nope, Beck should give that award. He should give
Beyonce.
It's all about the artistry. He should give it to Beyonce because, and did you see what I posted on Facebook? It took 68 people to make her album.
Didn't even know that.
Yeah, and then it took Beck. He wrote and played every instrument on his album. So where is the artistry? Who is the real artist?
I don't know. Did you see the look of horror on Beyonce and Jay-Z's face when they saw him go up? I've seen that replayed a couple times today.
No, I haven't.
They're like, no. And then he comes back and they're like, oh. They thought he was joking too.
Well, I think he came off as a joke at first.
And then he just should have kept his mouth shut.
Because he did that interview with Chloe and everything for E! Did you see that? Where he and Beyonce went over. And then he did a whole spiel about if the Grammys don't start, you know, rewarding artistry and quit messing with us, and you know we're not going to come if this is the way it's going to be, if the words aren't going to the real artist of the, and it was this whole just shut up, just like if you're not supporting us, we're not going to support you.
Oh my gosh, wow, insane. So I fell asleep. I thought I was going to be able to listen to the rest of the Grammys, but I was out.
Wah, wah, wah.
And you posted that it was a weird ending. Was it the Beyonce ending?
It was...
She did, like, a couple gospel songs?
Yeah, but then it just sort of ended, and then it came back with that... What's that guy? That Sam guy or whatever?
Smith?
Huh?
Sam Smith?
Yeah. Oh, won't you stay with me? That they kept playing over and over.
That's because he was the big winner.
Well, they came back after Beyonce. This had this, you know, kind of a fade out, and then they started playing that clip again of him winning, and then the credits started rolling. It's like they either filled time, or she didn't go long enough, or somebody refused to perform.
It was the longest show ever.
Huh?
It was the longest show ever.
3.5 hours.
It's supposed to end at news time. Well, I saw one of the other, because it was on CBS. I saw one of the other news people in town tweet at like 10:01.
Uh-huh.
Are you sick of the music show? Come watch our news now.
Oh.
I'm like, brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah?
Yeah, but it was... I think it was supposed to go long anyway, though.
Yeah.
Because it didn't start till 7 here. Mm-hmm. I think they expected it to go long, just not that long.
Right. Did Christina Aguilera did not perform?
No.
No. Okay. But it was kind of sad that all of the other voice judges did, except Blake.
And Christina.
Well, she's not a judge technically until this next season. And she's coming back, right?
Wait, why is it sad?
Because I wanted Blake to perform. No?
No.
Aww.
I mean, just because you want somebody, it's kind of like Kanye goes, she should have won.
No, him and Ashley Monroe, their latest song is awesome.
Right, but is it doing well? Has it been nominated? Is it nominated for stuff?
Well, no, it's too new. It's too new. That's like, if it's going to be nominated, it'll be next year.
Could be part of the whole.
I thought it was pretty ironic that Taylor Swift won nothing.
Nothing.
This is the first time she's out of the country category and in the pop category. And
she's
she
not living up to the pop world.
Kicked. It's pop music. It is.
Well, I have to say, I'm very pleasantly surprised by that new person. last night. The one you said, so she's not getting any airplay.
Oh, Brandi Clarke.
Brandi Clarke. Yes. I really enjoyed that. I liked her song. I liked her singing. I thought she and Dwight Yoakam worked
it
great together.
It was an amazing
The reviews, I read several things online about the show, and mm-hmm. they said that was one of the standout performances because it really was just talent.
Where were you reading
talent.
That?
There's several things online I'll find for you.
Because
It said voices over real music.
I went to an article on ET Online, top 10 performances from the Grammys. Miranda was number 4. That I just want to say that. But Dwight and Brandi were rated a C. And they compared it to that same spot last year was Kacey Musgraves with the Neon Cactus. Mm-hmm. And they said this was a little lacking the luster that the Grammys were looking for. But
I think it all depends, again, on, like you said, it's who reviews it. I just read a whole thing earlier today about how horrible the Grammys were because it was too white. I could pull that up for you. It was because the Grammys are not giving out awards to the hip-hop artists like they should.
People wonder why I tan. Goodness gracious, that angers me. Anyway, I loved that performance. I liked the Grammys. I didn't love them. There were some very slow spots where I'm like, can we fast forward? Yes, please. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Madonna was good. And I thought the great part about Madonna was...
She was awkward.
She was what? She was awkward?
Oh my gosh. She was very... That was an awkward performance.
I have to disagree with you. I'm not
even
a big...
I'm not shocked.
I'm not a big Madonna fan. I enjoyed it. But I think what made it even better was the horrible performance, I thought, by Kanye. Just all by himself with a single light on his face and look at me. This is the most theatrical thing ever. And then Madonna comes out and goes, move over, bitch. I'll show you theatrics. You know what I mean?
I was hoping Taylor would perform.
She wasn't going to win anything. I think they kind of had this
Madonna
whole...
Madonna didn't win anything.
Huh?
Madonna didn't win anything. Did you see that Glenn Campbell won something?
No, I didn't see that either.
How do you not see that?
I didn't see that.
Yes, he was one of the country winners. The award wasn't announced because they have so many awards. And they can't fit them all in 3.5 hours.
Right, and that's when looking online, they don't even tell you all. Even looking at stories about it, it doesn't even give you every Grammy.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood won for something.
And I didn't know that till I read that online. I think it was Jimmy Carter wrote congratulations to Carrie Underwood. I was like, I didn't see that. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, but Glenn Campbell won. I thought that was really sweet.
I think they need to start letting Prince perform. This is two award shows now that Prince has just been a presenter.
Does he have anything?
I don't even care if he has anything. AC/DC didn't have anything. They came out and opened the show and killed it. I think sometimes the show's better if you just go, you know, we need a real good performance. Mm-hmm. Which I think kind of was Madonna's deal.
Yeah.
They just said, come out and show some theatrics. You know, her whole Matador themed
outfit. You called it a weird Matador outfit.
And that's what it was.
It was happening.
That's what it was.
She just needs to keep her arms covered.
And she did. She had them. She took the jacket off and she had lace over her arms. They were covered the whole time.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
And somebody else wrote, she needs to get rid of her bird legs. I thought her legs looked good.
Yeah. How do you get rid of bird legs?
Bird legs. She needs to get rid of her bird legs.
I would die for bird legs.
I think the quote was her old lady bird legs.
They did not look old.
I didn't think so either.
They did not look old.
No.
You'd do her.
I would not. I have a girlfriend.
But if you didn't. But she likes her men way young.
And she likes them gay. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't
so
know
confused.
That for a fact.
I was so confused.
Oh, won't you stay with me?
Oh, my Lord.
Okay.
Oh, my Lord.
I just, like any other show, we need to inject that 4 or 5 times during the...
So everyone else can be singing it for the rest of the year. I read something today that I was just a little thrown off about.
What is that, Janet?
There was a girl born with twin fetuses in her.
She was born...
Yes.
So her...
I know, I had to read it 3 times. I'm like, what?
She was born pregnant?
Being born pregnant is so rare, it's only been documented 200 times. But it does happen. Now researchers are reporting this week in the Hong Kong Medical Journal on the November 2010 case of a newborn girl thought to have 2 tumors in her abdomen that were found to be 2 8 to 10 week old fetuses instead. That's weird. Like, you like talking about the weird news.
Oh, I love
weird
news like that.
That's freaking weird.
Well, how does she, she's that small,
she's a baby.
But still has.
Is it like when the
Are they the same size as her?
Well, not by the time she's born, but they may have started out at the same size.
Oh, I see. Oh, wait, I see what you're saying. I had to picture it in my head. Oh, that is so weird. Well, so what happens now?
So, they did a surgery to remove them at just 2 weeks of age.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, she's already had.
Oh. Stop. No. They were already not living.
Now her favorite song is, oh, won't you stay with me?
Oh, my goodness.
Won't you?
I thought that was a very weird story, and I thought that you would enjoy that story.
I do enjoy that story. And where did you find that?
AOL.
I love how they just pop up those weird, random stories.
Did you hear about the trailer in the Hamptons that's on the market for $1.1 million?
I did not. Would you tell me about that?
Just a trailer. It's a 400-square-foot space. It has one bedroom, one bathroom, but location, location, location.
It's the Hamptons.
$1.1 million. The property wasn't always this expensive. The current owner said that he originally bought the land, which is less than half an acre, in 1956. I think I know someone that was born that year, for just $300.
That's a good investment.
Holy muffin. But the
holy muffin.
The question is someone going to buy it?
Of course. Because they won't do anything but the property. They'll just, that's what they do now around here. They buy property, tear down the houses, and build something to fit their budget.
Did you hear about Charles Manson? His wedding is off.
That's in my hand right this second.
Before it even happened. So they got the marriage license.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to get married in so much amount of time. But then, and what was her name? Like, I think we talked about it.
Her name, wait. She goes by Star.
27-year-old Afton Aunt Elizabeth Burton.
Yeah, Elaine also, Burton.
Oh, there we go. And, no, it's Afton Elizabeth Burton.
Oh, well, that's not what my...
AOL says that.
Wow. All right, let's go with AOL, because they've been around a long time.
Right. So they got a marriage license in November, and they had 90 days to get married. Well, it was postponed because Manson went into the hospital.
Right.
Come to find out, she only wanted him for his body and not in the sexual way.
I know that feeling.
I saw that you posted that on Facebook.
I so know that feeling.
So she wanted to put, I guess, similar to John Lennon?
No. Not John Lennon. That was the Beatle.
Who was this?
She wanted to do Lennon, who was the Russian president.
See?
Lennon, L-E-N-I-N, Lennon.
Lennon in another country in my brain with John Lennon. I was like, John Lennon's body can be seen?
No.
So in like a glass casket where people could come see him.
She had planned to lay him out in a glass crypt reminiscent of Lennon's tomb in Moscow, not John Lennon. They believed the body would draw huge crowds and make big money. But Manson, 80, does not want to marry Burton. And has no interest in spending eternity in a display-cased coffin. Because, according to her, he believes he is immortal.
Oh, dear Lord.
So, he doesn't want to think about death, doesn't see him having death, you know, death ever coming to him.
I think she approached him prior to this, asking him about it, and he said no.
Uh-huh.
So then, she thought, ooh, I'll marry him, and then I'll get the rights. Crazy. Uh-huh. Crazy! That's what movies are made of.
Freaky. Here's another great news story right here. This, I think, will be something. Here, I want to hand this to you. You can read that. And then we will discuss.
Oh, I totally read about this already.
Did you read this one?
So, a teenager in Texas named Sella got hired at a pizza shop.
Mm-hmm.
But she got fired before her first day.
Yes.
Because she tweeted, ew, I start this F word, A word pizza job tomorrow, followed by 7 thumbs down emojicons. It was before her first day. Well, her soon-to-be boss, who had a Twitter account for only 2 years and had only tweeted once before, logged in, and his second tweet was, no, you don't start the FA job today. I just fired you. Good luck with your no money, no life, no job life.
What is the FA job?
I censor things.
Oh.
Stupid kids.
Now,
her soon-to-be co-workers saw it and told him.
Oh, is that because I was saying, how did he see?
I totally.
Somebody out
in the massage chair reading stuff.
Somebody outed her.
Yes.
Now, is she just a idiot right off the bat for doing this? Or were we all idiots at that age, but we didn't have a place to shout it to the public? Do you think that...
I remember being so thankful for a job. So thankful for a job. That I would never... I cleaned toilets. I cleaned the parking lot at 6 a.m. in the morning. In the summer, it was hot in Missouri by 6 a.m.
But that's because you needed a job and wanted a job.
Yeah,
this
I guess my perspective is different.
Entitlement.
I guess so.
My parents are making me get a job. You know that.
And in addition to this, former workers from the pizza place joined in with her tweet saying, "Oh yeah, that's a crappy place to work." And then the boss replied. Someone tweeted, "I was so stoned out of my brain when I worked for you and your pizza sucks." And the boss responded, "Well, the stoned part makes sense since you delivered the pizza to the wrong house on numerous occasions." Wow.
Did he fire anybody else? Were these just former employees?
That was like a former employee. Okay. But, wow.
What was your first crappy job? Your absolute first job?
I started as a bagger at a grocery store. That's where I had to clean the toilets and the
parking lot.
But I got promoted to cashier pretty quickly.
That's because you showed initiative.
Yes.
And you showed drive.
I feel like...
And you showed your butt.
No.
Oh.
Ew. I feel like I could never employ people of that age. Because they are mostly hoodlums that are entitled... entitlement.
That's an awful broad brush. They're sampling the devil's head.
Right. But like me, I got in, I showed up to work every day, and when the boss man saw that, hey, Janet's got work ethic, I'm going to promote her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those jobs where raises would just happen like every couple of months, and they never told you about it, and you just look at your check, you're like, hey, I'm making 25 cents more an hour. Sweet.
Those were big raises at the time.
Oh, yes. Because I was making $6 an hour.
Yeah, 25 cents here, 25 cents. We're giving
you 10
cents
an hour. It was above minimum
wage.
Even
like
yes.
10 cents. What?
Yeah. And so I was super, and it was in my town. Like, even when I wrecked my car, I was able to walk to work.
Yeah. I think psychologically, if people would just give out raises like that, their employees would be happy.
Yeah, just surprise raises.
Just a surprise, but I'm saying 10 cents.
Right.
Just every once in a while, even every few months, 10 cents, a quarter, 50 cents. You would, in your brain, you'd think, I'm getting raises. It wouldn't be.
That happens to me.
I think a lot of people think about raises only being, I'm getting, you know, a $5,000 a year raise. Or
I think once you become a certain age. But when you're younger.
Just start, feed the little things.
Grocery store did that. And then one of my lifeguard jobs, I would like look at my paycheck. I'm like, oh, look, I got a raise. And I wouldn't even look at my paycheck every time. And I think it was just because I was a person of that age that didn't quit after a month. And when you put all that training and stuff
into someone...
Well, if
you don't quit after a month, God, you are management.
I have a loyalty thing. Like, once you employ me, I'm going to stick with you until I move south and I can't drive there anymore, Transwest or... The reason I quit the last lifeguarding job is because I started waitressing and I was making
more
$300 a night as opposed to $300 every 2 weeks.
How did you quit that job? Did you stop showing up at the pool?
No, it was so funny. So it every year as a lifeguard, you have to get certified.
Mm-hmm.
And I had gone down to like one, maybe 2 days a week. And my boss is like, Janet, do you want to become certified again? I was like, no.
No, I want to make money.
And she's like,
I don't care
I gotcha.
About saving lives. I care about a savings account.
It's true. It's true. Is that bad? Does that make me a bad person? I stuck it out for 2 years.
No, not really.
It was an interesting situation, but yeah.
But we've all had crappy jobs, and I think the crappy job attitude needs to come back again.
Right,
people
you
really
pay
need,
your dues.
And you work, if you started a really stupid, crappy job, everything seems better along the way.
Right. Right.
You know, if you started off like I did, one of the first jobs I had was working at a scrap metal yard in the summertime in high school.
Oh.
So metal was hot. It was sharp. You got cut. You burned yourself. But the next job seemed like a piece of cake after that. Do you
it's
see
true.
What I'm saying? And with each thing, it seemed better and better. So I think if you work your way up from anything, by the time you get to the top, it's amazing. But if you come out of school thinking, I deserve to be CEO,
Right. I think it's so funny when I speak to candidates that maybe have 2 years in an entry level position. I'm like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? 5 years. I want to be the CFO. My follow up question is, what is your plan to get there? And I just sit back.
What do they say?
Well, I'm going to work hard and get promoted fast. Oh, my Lord.
I should be on a t-shirt. I'm going to work hard and get promoted fast.
Right. And they don't know. They haven't thought out. I think they're just knee-jerk reaction when I say, where are you going to be in 5 years?
Well, you know, the old joke used to be about, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Your job.
I think that's silly.
You've seen that. You've heard that before, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I've heard it all, babe.
Yeah.
I could write a book.
The ultimate, you've had every one of those, sex, yes, please, you know, all those.
Yeah,
What position are you applying for? Missionary.
So I've never asked that question, because I'm, prepared for my phone interviews. But yeah, people are crazy, especially that entry level, only worked a couple years. They just have no clue, and we've all been there. Because I think probably when I, was looking for a job when I first started, like, I had been trained to, I want your job, Mm-hmm. I never said it because I never had the kahunas.
But that was your drive. Yeah. In your head, you're like, 5 years, I'll be running this bitch.
I never wanted to manage a grocery store. I never wanted to manage a restaurant. I never wanted to manage lifeguards at a water park, because you want to talk about flaky employees. Lifeguards are flaky. They're party monsters.
They
go out
really?
And party the night after, and then they don't show
up
to work
the next day.
And they
show up hungover the next day.
I called in to work.
Sunglasses.
Once. I wasn't sick or anything. I called it. I was working two jobs one summer, which sucked, because I'd be in the sun all day, and then I'd go wait tables at night. And one day I'm just like, ugh. So the boyfriend and I at the time, we were working at the water park that gave us the discount at Six Flags. So we drove and went to Six Flags.
And came back trashed.
No, there was no alcohol involved.
You just skipped a day of work?
Yeah, I just wanted to have a fun day. I am that lame.
There was a comic here in Denver. His name was Dave Sipes, and he used to do a joke about being a lifeguard. He really enjoyed the job until a blue kid at the bottom of the pool got him fired.
Oh, wow. Any lifeguard does not find that funny.
Really?
No. That's one thing that... scares the crap out of you. Yeah. So, I want to share something.
Okay.
Someone commented on one of our vlogs, our most recent vlog.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, it was our Sunday vlog.
Our Sunday fun day vlog.
Sunday fun day vlog. So, that selfie stick works. Really settles out the vibrations and will enhance the vlog experience. Also, I enjoy what they're doing with Lohi. Thanks for sharing your afternoon. And that's from Denise Kennedy. Thank you for watching, Denise.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because I had mentioned a couple times that holding the little camera, you get the shaky thing.
It's true.
In your hand. Because you're talking or you're laughing or you're walking.
Mm-hmm.
The stick kind of looked good. But a lot of cameras that they shoot vlogs with have a video stabilizer in them. I don't think the iPhone does. And my sister, while we're talking about the vlog, my sister saw the thing about the... vlog today about selfie stick abuse.
Uh-huh.
And she just wrote underneath it, if you have a selfie stick, you're going to get disowned.
Uh-oh.
And then she sent me this article that I'm about to hand you.
Transition.
Yeah. It's perfect because we talked about
the museum's banned them.
Yes.
Look at me having my finger on the freaking pulse.
Yes. Because my sister just went to New York City, and this article is
Boston
from New York.
Also did it.
Mm-hmm.
Boston is also one
See,
that did
there you
it.
Go.
So, several New York City museums are banning the use of selfie sticks, saying that it's too much of a safety risk to other patrons as well as the precious priceless art. So far, the Solomon R. Guggenheim, the Museum of Modern Art, the Brooklyn Museum, the Frick, and the... I just want to say the Frick again. The
say it
Frick.
Again. Go ahead.
And the new museum all have bands on selfie sticks. The Metropolitan Museum of Art, the American Museum of Natural History, and El Museo del Barrio are considering their own bands. A representative from the Museum of Modern Art explains that this is not a brand new policy. The language had to be clarified to include selfie sticks, which probably annoyed the crap out of their legal department, but... It's long been a policy that visitors may only use handheld devices to take photos without any camera extension devices. We have simply added selfie sticks to this policy, which is in place to ensure the safety of our visitors and the museum's works of art. So I'm picturing someone like recording with a selfie stick and not paying attention to the artwork in front of them, walking or running into people or what? Safety?
Yeah, that's what jumped out at me. I was about to say, what is the safety of the selfie stick?
It must be just not paying attention,
tripping. But then as I was about to say that, I could see somebody tripping or being tripped and a selfie stick
going through the painting,
right? Or knocking over a statue or something.
Yes.
So I can see their point there. Because, matter of fact, in our vlog yesterday, I said to you, I don't want to get killed talking to a selfie stick.
Crossing the street.
Yeah. So I think you get distracted by talking to the camera at the end of the stick. Because a lot of times if you're holding your own camera, you're still walking and looking.
But the sound thing kind of concerns me. When you get a selfie stick and you're extending that phone way out, it doesn't pick up the sound as well.
It was pretty good. Did you listen to the show yesterday?
I did, but... Like, I feel like it could be better.
It could be.
Like, there could be a little microphone wire.
On the front of a camera.
$1 million idea. Do
microphone
it.
Microphone wire at the end of your selfie stick.
Do it, babe.
We're doing it.
What do you got to do? You got nothing.
We could make millions off of that. Can we, please?
Did you buy your lotto? Powerball?
Oh, gosh. No, I have not.
$400 and something million.
What are you going to do when you win?
I might quit my job.
Would you?
Oh, my gosh. I might. And I might buy a Michael Kors bag. And a pink car.
Oh. I thought that would be the first thing out of your mouth. I seriously thought.
I have had so many bad experiences when it comes to this pink car idea. I'm like, is this fate telling me don't do it?
I'm not sure. But again, going back to Drew at the bank.
Hi, Drew.
Drew, I was telling him your story about having a horrible experience at the car dealership. Larry H. Miller. I'll say the name. Larry
H. No, don't. You're going to get us in trouble.
Huh?
We're not supposed to badmouth people.
We're not, but he said the banker told me you should call and report that to whoever you're supposed to report stuff to. He told me at the time. I can't remember. But said that was a horrible... I told him the whole experience, how it started with a price and ended with this and listed at a price and blah, blah, blah.
Drove an hour.
Yeah, and how they did your keys. I'll take your keys and move your car around, and then you couldn't get your keys back to leave and all the...
And they kept coming back. Yeah.
So he goes, oh, that's horrible. He goes, that's one of the reasons... I wish I could remember the name of the dealership he told me that he bought his car from, where it's an absolute no haggle. Which
I
one
like
of those
no
and said,
haggle.
This is the price. This is what you...
Right.
Yeah.
I like no haggle.
I like no haggle. I think that's why people are so afraid... of car dealerships that you just
know. And I
didn't
understand until these last two attempts to get a car.
That you know they're going to screw you somehow, some way.
But this last one
was the
worst.
Know the game. They play the game.
They do. But you just got to say no and walk away.
You know, the more you think about it, that whole situation where we walked in and the two salesmen passed us in the hall and the other says, do you have your keys? I'll move your car around. But it was almost like a football timed out play of a handoff of the ball. I'll take the keys. You take them to the room. You know what I mean? It was like a coordinated ballet of fuckiness, you know?
And if they would have just started out with the price, I would have a pink VW Bug right now that doesn't have all the features I want in a car.
Yeah, but when they come down $7,000 less than the very first
offer. Five different offers, I felt dirty.
Right. By that time.
I felt used.
By that time, you're going to go, I'm not buying a car from you.
No. And then when they walked away, I'm like, where are my keys? I want my keys. Like, I realized that this is not right. That has never happened to me before. I've been to car dealerships
that way you
three
couldn't
times.
Just get up and
right.
walk out.
Right.
You had to steal, like, wait, let it wait one more time. Let me talk to my manager one more time, you know.
Right. And then we bring the manager out.
Then he did come in. Then the manager finally comes out because we are like, where's the keys? We're done.
Right.
That's not the price. We're out of here.
Right. It was horrible. If you've had a bad car buying experience, you should share it because I think everybody has. Have you had a bad one before?
Not like that.
That was horrible.
I mean, I've had the fear. I've had the where you go in, you think, but I've always been sort of aware because I used to go when I was little with my dad to buy cars.
See, I haven't ever.
So I've been in the room. I've been in the situation. And like I told you, my dad
went to the same guy.
Mm-hmm. My dad loved the Toyota dealership. A guy named Richard. Our salesman was named Richard. And dad would go in and ask for Richard.
Dick.
And Richard would make incredible deals. Like, mm-hmm. Mr. McGrew, I know you've bought two cars from us, so we are just going to throw those rims on. You're not going to charge mm-hmm. you for those rims, you know.
And then you
go back and you go, well, now you've bought three cars from us, and I know you. We're not going to charge you. Mm-hmm. He would do that. He would just, and I think Dad ended up buying five or six cars over the years from Richard at the Toyota.
So if you're a car salesman or a dealership owner, take note. You know, be loyal to your customers, and they'll be loyal to you. Don't treat them like dirty whores.
No dirty whores.
That's what I felt like. I felt dirty. I think that is the crankiest I've been in a long time. That night, you should have just put me in a bubble room.
Mm-hmm.
Been like, be cranky.
Did we talk about this before in the podcast? Because
no.
I don't remember.
We talked about it in the vlog.
Because that whole thing about the salesman just being so lame at, well, you know, the other car we're looking at has power seats. You don't want power seats. That's just something else to
buy. No, I think we've just been talking about it ever since.
Is that?
Yes. I'm like, what, the power
yeah,
seats
tell,
thing,
tell that.
And I was like, so there's no wiper on the back. Well, no, it's shaped like a what?
A teardrop. It has a teardrop kind of thing.
Yeah, you don't
and
need
you don't
a wiper
because the it just slides off the back.
And what else? There were
The heated seats.
Yeah.
The car you were looking at, the Kia Soul, you kind of brought it up.
Well, this one had heated seats.
Right. But it was the whole thing. You were bringing up everything that
right.
this one had and that one. Well, you don't need that. That's just going to break.
Right.
What? Like.
And he was very
the other deal
the
about the
fact.
Handle, about the handle to move the seat.
It was like a weird turn thing.
Yeah, and he goes, well, how many times you've been trying to clean your car and
right.
you move the seat?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
And then when we were walking away, like this was a wrapped BMW, not BMW, Beetle.
Volkswagen.
Yeah, tired.
Yeah, the letters confuse her. She's just learned
tired.
Her letters and shapes.
There was like a spot on the wrap that looked like it was probably bad. It needed
like
to
the,
be fixed.
Like the chrome had started to be black.
And I was like, that looks like a spot. And he's like, nope, that's just water. And he used his thumb and it didn't go away. And he's like, see? And just walked away. And I'm like, I saw
like,
that.
I still see it. I still see it.
It was just dirty. And so then I asked, you know, what's the coverage on the wrap? Because in order for a car to be pink, it's going to be wrapped, right?
Mm-hmm.
2015. And he's like, I'll have to check. And then by that final offer, he's like, and I found out it's 3 years and 30,000 miles on the wrap. I'm like, is it really? Or are you just saying stuff?
I just want to go home.
I did. I just wanted to go
home.
I just
want to go home.
And I found out while we were going through this whole drama that I had switched my debit card with my coworker on accident.
Yeah. Now tell that back up and tell this story.
Okay. I have so many stories.
I know.
But this is the Janet podcast this week.
You got a call while you were sitting there. Okay, I'll back up a little more. The guy said, how much can you put down? And you were like, I didn't really want to put anything down.
Right.
And at about this time, you get a call from somebody that says they've realized
that I had gone to lunch with my girlfriend from work, and we had the same exact U.S. Bank debit card.
Same color, same everything.
Yes. And when the guy put the checks on the table, he mixed them up. Well, blonde here just gave her the paper and took the paper from her but kept the cards where they were, and they were wrong. I'm an idiot.
You have each other's cards. I'll tighten this up a little bit. You have each other's cards.
Yes.
So now you're like, I can't put anything
down.
Like,
I just realized I don't have a card. The only card I have is not mine. Well, that's fine.
That's fine. We'll figure this out. Like, I need to go. I can't even, I'm trying to tell you.
I can't even put a payment down.
Even with this confusion, I can't put anything down. This isn't my car. Even if I
wanted to. I'm not making this up. Look at the card. Yeah. It doesn't say Janet.
Can I have my keys?
I didn't cry. I did not cry.
Can I have my keys, please?
I wanted to kill a man, but I did not cry. I think I handled it well. I will never go to a car dealership on my own again. Sorry.
Well, you are, I'll have to give you props because most of the time you have been prepared. Like you looked online, you knew what you wanted, you kind of had compared, you know what it's going to cost.
Right.
And it's like when you bought your last car, you just walked in and go, I know what I want, mm-hmm. please, and your deal was done.
Right.
So when a salesman starts to fart around with you.
When he comes out, if you can put $9,000 down, who puts $9,000
ever
on a car?
People don't even put $9,000 down on a house.
I know, right? He's just testing you. Right. And it was a printed out sheet that you know that they're trained. This is the first offer you make. Mm-hmm. You know? It's just horrible.
I don't mean to pick on
car salesmen.
I don't. I know
they're a
hard working bunch of people. But what I was going to say, did you notice, and this is not a slam again for, but the whole dealership seemed young.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that? Like the first girl that came out to you was young. The guy that came out to you was young. The mm-hmm. sales manager was definitely young. It was like, is this the new crop of,
right?
You know,
liars. I mean, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a horrible experience. And my boss, because I had told, he let me leave work like an hour early. And so he like texted me the next day, did you get the car? No, just not at the right time. So then the next week he's like, what happened? I'm like, oh my gosh, horrible. So then my coworker was telling me that she got hit on by a car dealership mm-hmm. guy that like before the deal was even final, he's like, hey, let me take you out to dinner. And she's like, I'm not even done signing the paperwork. No, this is inappropriate.
Was he thinking that maybe the date with him might help close the deal? Or
no,
was she already
she's
on
pretty.
The way to buying the car?
Yeah, she was already on the way to buying the car. Yeah. But you're giving him personal information. Like,
oh, that's
kind of
creepy
like,
and spooky, isn't it?
It's like, whoa.
That's like having your coochie up in a gynecologist's face and saying, hey, what are you doing?
Want to go to dinner?
What are you doing
yeah,
later?
Not that bad, but yeah, pretty bad. Dear Lord, hon. Wow.
Isn't it kind of the same thing?
Kinda
you've just given
not.
All your personal out there.
Yes. Like, they have all of your, like, credit and all of that. And they know where you live. And
mm-hmm. Oh, that's the perfect stalker movie plot right there.
And not all dealerships do background checks. I can tell you that. I worked at a dealership where we hired salespeople, and the background check question would kick a lot of them out. And they had tons of experience working in dealerships.
Yeah.
And a lot of dealerships do not pull background checks. And you're giving them your address, you know, your financial information. That's shady.
So it could be just a former criminal that has now turned car salesman, and you're like, here's where I live. Here's my mm-hmm. Social Security number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's definitely kind of creepy. We need to regulate car salesmen a little bit more, don't we?
There's so many other things we need to regulate.
Like Kanye West. Please regulate Kanye West. Oh, won't you? Stay with me.
If you don't know, that's not Kanye's song.
I know, but I had to see. I brought it all around. I had to inject the song.
I was just making sure people didn't get confused.
Oh yeah, I can't name one thing Kanye's ever done.
The Gold Digger song.
I know, but I was like I told you last night. I think of that as the Jamie Foxx song,
but it's not.
I know, but I don't think how many people really know Kanye.
I don't, but there are people out there. Like he makes. Hella money. He sells out concerts. He's been nominated for tons of Grammys.
That's
as
true.
We heard last night, and we were both like,
what?
Crazy.
Cray cray.
What do you got?
I got nothing.
You got shows coming up? You should be plugging.
Well, that's true. I do have shows. I
have a job.
I should have all the notes in front of me. Like, that's right. I will be at the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach on February the 11th, where I will open for Paul Reiser. I will also be at the Ice House in Pasadena, California, Friday and Saturday. That's the February 13th and 14th.
Valentine's Day.
And you love Paul Reiser, by the way.
I really do. I really do. He was the My Two Dads, Mad About You, and he wrote a couple of really funny books.
What, I don't know what. Marriage and Raising Children?
Parenthood and Couplehood.
Mm-hmm.
Couplehood was more
about
dating.
And you were like
dating.
A kid reading
I know.
Parenthood?
Totally not appropriate. Like, I thought, oh, this will be me one day. Like, the Couplehood one. And then I bought the Parenthood one because I liked the couple. Like, I read Couplehood probably 5 times.
Really?
Yes. And I'm sure it's in my books here somewhere. And then I bought Couplehood, Parenthood, because of that, which mm-hmm. I couldn't relate to as much, but I was like, this will be me one day.
How's
Not
it working out?
So much.
Really? We're a couple?
No. Couplehood, yes. Parenthood, no.
Okay. But yeah, my mom asked me about I talked to her mm-hmm. today, and she's like, oh. Well, what are you doing later? You know, where are you going? What's your next job? And I told her, you know, California and Paul Reiser. She goes, now who? I go, Paul Reiser from Mad About You, Hell with Helen Hunt. Oh, I love her. I love her. She is so good. What are you showing me your hand for?
Sorry. I like Helen Hunt.
What are you showing me your
you
hand
know what?
For?
I woke
Wait,
up.
What are you
Hold
showing
on.
Me your hand for? You've already just...
My finger is crooked, or the nail is crooked. Do you see it?
Wow. Squirrel!
Okay, Helen Hunt. I woke up thinking about her today. Do you remember the movie Quarterback Princess?
No.
Damn it.
No idea.
I loved that movie as a child. And Squirrel. I remember when she started on Mad About You, and I was like, that's the Quarterback Princess. And no one knew who I was talking about.
No idea. Are you looking it up now or something?
Yes. So what'd your mom say about Helen Hunt?
So my mom goes, oh, Helen Hunt, I love her. Yeah, she was so good on the show. I loved that show. But him, I almost stopped watching it because he always just seemed so whiny. So, like, he wasn't sure what he was doing on the show.
He was kind of the, yeah.
And I go, I think that was the point of the show, Mom, is that he was neurotic New Yorker and she was the grounded, you know, level-headed person.
Yes. She was the
But I just thought it was funny that my mom didn't know, but she loved her. She loved Helen Hunt.
Who doesn't love Helen Hunt? She was in Twister. We got cows. Quarterback Princess. It's from 1983, and the tagline is, can a girl find happiness and popularity as a star quarterback?
And what was it about?
It was about a girl that was the quarterback of the team, and she met a boy who was, he did those lumberjack competitions.
Uh-huh.
And so what I was remembering this morning, and I don't
like
even know.
Like when they walk on the logs and chop wood.
So their first date, uh-huh. he's like... come on out, and brings her out to the woods to do this. And she's like, what the heck? I'm a girl. I want to be treated like a girl.
But
and
she was on the football team?
Right. 1983, man.
Long time ago.
How do you not remember that? You don't remember that at all?
No, that was probably one of those ABC after school things that I was already past.
What do you mean?
I'm saying, you know, you are a little bit younger than me, so you were still probably... watching ABC after school specials.
I'm pulling up IDB. Would it tell me where it aired, if it was one of those?
No, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know either.
So, Quarterback Princess, check it out. Helen Hunt. I don't know where that came from.
Go back to your hand now. No.
The nail thing.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard about that comic lady that talks about the nail? And she's like, my nail's crooked. And the nail lady pulls it and, like, looks at it and is like, no, your finger crooked. And she said, no, my finger wasn't crooked when I came in. I have a crooked finger.
So you feel like that now? I see that it's not level with your finger.
Yeah.
Is that what you're noticing?
Yeah.
I thought you meant your nail's crooked. No, actually, your finger's not crooked. Now that you hold it up, I see that the
and
nail...
And I know that hundreds of people are going, bah, 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 because everyone knows
who this... Oh, my God,
the
dog just farted. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm holding butterfly. Seriously. Sorry to interrupt your mid-sentence there, but it just hit me. Oh.
The green cloud of love.
God. What did you eat? Did you go eat a cat turd and then fart? Oh, my God. I'm going to have to end this.
Okay.
Seriously.
I think you're making things up.
I have to what?
Making things up. Find us
here,
on...
Here, you hold her
no,
then.
Here,
you hold her
no,
for the
no,
next
no.
bomb to go off.
Find us on Podbean at wrinkledcheats.podbean.com.
Yep.
Find us on Spreaker, Stitcher, iTunes, subscribe, leave us a review. You can also find us on Facebook and like our page so that you can see everything and not miss a dang thing.
Yeah, if you find us on Podbean, you could actually make a donation to help keep the show alive and going. There's a donate button.
We need some air freshener at the moment.
We need to buy air freshener. And the other thing before we leave, would you go ahead and tell them where to find the vlog?
The vlog is on YouTube, Wrinkled Sheets. And again, if you were friends with us on Facebook or liked us on Facebook, you would have complete access to that. Or follow us on Twitter, Wrinkled Sheets, the number one on Twitter.
Yeah,
and we gotta go
before
Steve passes out.
All right, see you guys next time.
Peace out.
Bye.
Was it that bad?
Yes.
No, I don't want to hold her.